Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard. He is Rob Parker. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. And you can follow Rob and me on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on Instagram. Can I give you a Twitter address?
No.
Wow.
Just leave it at that. Just leave it at that for
salty.
Now.
You just... Hating
I'm
on
always
Jalen
salty.
Hurts.
Come on, man. What part don't you get? Planners on line one. I mean,
I am a little offended, though, Rob.
What?
Because I bought you a Christmas gift years ago. Was it Christmas or your birthday?
The Hibbo? One of them.
Yeah. I bought you a hat that said Hibbo on it, hating his brother of all time.
You want to see it?
And if I'm writing, I'm ripping. And I've never seen you wear it out. Never. Look at you digging in your toy box. It's at the bottom of your toy box. And now you're trying to get it out. Yeah, go. You're searching for it. Way down there with the stuff you never take out. You can't even find it. It wasn't even there.
Yeah, I got it. Hold on. I do have it.
No. It's not that important. I need you for the show. All right. I'll let me read this read while Rob looks for the gift that he threw away. All right. We are brought to you by one of our favorite cities. You hear us talk about it all the time, Las Vegas. The greatest arena on earth. Every game, every match, every race, every competition. It is always on. No one does sports like Vegas. And the excitement, guys, is endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. I was proven right.
No, I haven't.
Hating his brother of all time. You hated my gift, so you threw it away.
Not at all.
What I was going to bring up is it says if you're writing, you're ripping. If I'm I'm ripping. So
and
I thought
God
it'd be
knows
the perfect
that's
gift
the case.
For
matter of fact, I'm writing a column about Harbaugh tomorrow for Deadspin. So.
And you're going to rip him?
Yeah.
How?
That he should
Yeah, but I mean, you're gonna say he should go to the NFL, but
no, it's basically that he should go to the NFL. That his work is done at Michigan, even though you disagree with me.
It ain't done. It ain't done. The goal wasn't to make the playoff one time. The goal was to make the playoff regularly.
No. That's
beat
it.
Ohio
at Michigan,
State regularly.
You know that. Michigan, they're happy. They're like a pig in slop.
Well, they should be happy, but we got work to do. All right, anyway, let's stay in the Midwest, though, Rob. Last night, a big to-do in Pittsburgh, Heinz Field. It was Ben Roethlisberger's last home game, most likely. I mean, I see no way they're bringing him back. I don't even care if they can't find a replacement. Can't bring back Big Ben. But you know who else's last game it was, at least for this season, was Baker Mayfield's. And Rob, Baker struggled mightily. They both were bad. Check this out. Check this line out for Big Ben. Rob, he was 24 for 46. Okay, that's barely over 50%.
Chris. That's horrendous.
But what, that ain't nothing. Wait till you hear how many yards he threw for. 123.
That's on 46 throws.
46 attempts, 2.7 yards per throw. 123 yards, one TD, one interception. But here's Baker's line. 16 for 38. Two touchdowns, two picks. He was sacked 9 times. We know Baker's been banged up all year, and he's got the torn labrum in his off shoulder, not his throwing shoulder, his off shoulder. So he played through it. But Rob, it came out today. He's going to have surgery immediately, and he is going to miss the season finale, which he should. Let's keep it real. Here's what I want to throw at you, Rob. Should the Cleveland Browns move on? Like, should this have been Baker Mayfield's last game with the Browns? He was a number one pick in the draft. They passed up Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. That's got to hurt. But anyway, they're strapped with Baker. And should they just get rid of him, Rob, or should they bring him back?
They should be – the Cleveland Browns should be ashamed of themselves.
Wow.
Of what they put Baker Mayfield through. And I'm not saying he's the second coming of anybody or he's the greatest quarterback since sliced bread. But, Chris, this guy has tried to play through injuries all year for them. And I think it's wrong for people to pile on this guy who last year played relatively well. He played well for them. They won 11 games. They went to the playoffs. There's no denying that, Chris. He played well. They won a playoff game against their arch rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers, blew them out, came back this year, didn't get the contract. I get that if they wanted to wait longer, but he played well enough that they could have. And he could have. I know it's not the throwing shoulder, but he's still an injury and
well
other stuff that's
that
going on.
He could have gotten a contract?
No. I'm talking about last year. They could have if they wanted to, if they really wanted to re-up them after winning a playoff game. I'm just saying they could have if they wanted to.
Okay.
They asked this guy to go out there and grit it out and fight through it and try for your team because, you know, coming into the season, listen to all the NFL analysts. They had a Super Bowl roster, so he was trying to make it work. And trying to stay in there. Isaiah Thomas did it in Boston, came back early from an injury to play for the Celtics. Guess what that got him? Home dinner and a show and no $100 million contract. In fact, he hadn't been paid since by anybody in the NBA except for 10-day contracts. That's why, Baker Mayfield, you don't play hurt. You don't do it, especially when you haven't gotten your contract. They pimped you. The Cleveland Browns pimped you, Baker Mayfield. They will use you as a scapegoat. They will use you and say, look, he can't play, you see? Oh, you know, all right, Baker's garbage. He's terrible. Boy, how people have forgotten about a year ago. It was just a year ago they had 11 wins, and people were hemming and hawing and saying, oh, my God, wait till Odell's back next year. Wait till they get a couple other people back. This team's going to be unbelievable. They won a playoff game without their head coach. Nobody was ripping Baker a year ago. And you know what? When they played the Chiefs, they were in that game, Chris, for 3.5 quarters. They didn't get run off the field. And now he's the worst of the worst. He's a plague. He's name a bad quarterback. That's who he is. He's dog food for the dog pound. It ain't right. Baker Mayfield wasn't right most of the year. Let's just be honest. And it's fair to judge him on how he played and played through injury. Anybody who will sit here and act like he was completely healthy and played this poorly is misleading you and giving you a false narrative. If you hear that on any other show, don't listen to it. Turn the station. Go listen to old reruns of Jim Rome. It ain't worth it.
Jim Rome's name comes out of your mouth a lot. What is up with you and Jim Rome? Because
I'm always trying to think of irrelevant radio shows. So it's the first one. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Here, look, enough. All right. You said before the break, I was always Mr. Kumbaya. Who's Kumbaya now? Oh, Baker. Baker was injured. Baker had a boo-boo. Baker wasn't feeling right. Baker had aches and pains. How in the world did he go out there and play? Rob Parker is tackle football. It ain't touch. It ain't flag. It ain't 7-on-7. This is real deal, hit or be hit. I'm trying to take you out, lay you out, tough man football. That's what it is. Baker Mayfield's not the only guy that was playing hurt. Heck, most of the players out there are hurt. But you fight through it. Ezekiel Elliott, he's got a knee injury. He's playing through it. Tom Brady played all of last season on a torn MCL. Phillip Rivers once played on a torn ACL.
And it looked like it. Okay.
And you want us to sit here and cry crocodile tears for one Baker Mayfield? Stop it!
No.
Now I'll give you that Baker Mayfield does have, I'll call it an explanation for his poor play, at least to some degree. And that is that he was banged up. And that has to factor into the evaluation. Doesn't mean he shouldn't have played through it, but it just means that when we're evaluating him, we understand Baker wasn't right. He gave it his all. He showed that he's tough. He tried to get us into the playoffs, and he couldn't largely because he was hurt. So, Rob, my answer to the question is simply Baker Mayfield should be back with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, yeah, if you can get Aaron Rodgers, but that's a pipe dream. Oh, I mean, yeah, if you can get Russell Wilson, but that's a pipe dream. Yeah, if you can get Deshaun Watson, but that's a pipe dream. Don't give up Baker for some quarterback on the same level, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, even if they're a little better. Jameis Winston, having a nice little year with New Orleans till he got hurt, but he really isn't, Rob, any that much more proven than Baker. So this is what I do. If I'm the Browns, I bring him back. I'm only paying him $18 million next year. Bring it back on a proven year. Get him healthy in the offseason. And Baker, let's see what you got. That's it. It's as simple as that. Because, Rob, here's the thing. You said it. Baker Mayfield did win the first playoff game since Cleveland returned to Cleveland, Rob.
Remember,
a lot of people might not remember.
Team.
They were gone. Yeah.
Right. The Cleveland Browns are the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes. Yes. That's right. And then they put an expansion team in Cleveland. And thankfully, and I think rightfully, Rob, let them have the Browns history, right? Yep. Name, history, uniforms, everything. But they hadn't won a playoff game until Baker Mayfield got there. They went back in 1999. They hadn't been to the playoffs in 18 years, as Rob said. Rob, they had had 29 starting quarterbacks since they returned to Cleveland in 99. That's ridiculous.
Absolutely
Baker Mayfield,
ridiculous.
As crazy as his tenure's been to some degree, he's brought some stability. So I'm with you on
and
that,
success.
Rob. You bring him, yeah, right. You got it. And success. There's no doubt about it. Now, we're not saying he's Aaron Rodgers. We're not saying he's even Joe Burrow or Josh Allen. But I do think, Rob, he's a quarterback you can win with. And bottom line, even if he isn't, we don't know that he isn't yet. Because to your point, he did play hurt. My only disagreement with you is that I think he should have played through it if he could. And he could. And so, you know. But, yeah, I think they bring him back.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you on this.
877-996-6369. Simple question. Should the Cleveland Browns bring back Baker Mayfield? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And a real credit card company needs to have real people. Simple as that. Because when you got real credit card questions, you want someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. 877-99 on Fox. Simple question. Should the Cleveland Browns bring back Baker Mayfield next season?
All right, let's kick it off with Emmett in Olympia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, Olympia, Washington, I'm assuming. What's up?
Yeah, that is Olympia, Washington. And I just want to say this about Baker. I think you don't move on from him. First of all, because that it's not just Baker. They've had other injuries. And I have a podcast that I mentioned Rob in it on Twitter when, you know, his name gets brought up. And I was talking to VJ Husky, one of Chris's boys, one of Rob's boys, a couple of days ago.
Vanilla sweet, big vanilla juicy or whatever.
Vanilla
what
funny.
Yeah. Vanilla funny, yeah. And I was saying that, look, Baker, there has to be a system for Baker to work. And obviously that system is Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Those guys have both been battling injuries. And also, I just want to throw this out there. Jarvis Landry isn't the Jarvis Landry we used to know. Odell Beckham is gone. So, like, there's help. There needs to be, you know, first of all, Baker needs to get healthy. And I do think Baker should have, like, a lot of other players were injured, and obviously he was playing through it. And, you know, most football players are injured a lot of the time. But Baker's was just more severe, and it affected him more.
Yep. Hey, thanks, yeah. Emmett, for the call. Yeah. Appreciate it. That's a good call.
A lot of other things went wrong. They had a lot of injuries.
No,
OBJ,
no doubt.
OBJ, they lose him.
Yep. Barrento in L.A., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, what's up? Hi, fellas. How you doing?
Doing
good,
great.
Man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Long time listener, first time caller.
Wow, right, we appreciate you, my
Don't
man in L.A.
Last.
Sorry, what was that?
Don't make it your last.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited. A little nervous. So I'm gonna try and get this out. So I'm from Ohio originally. I just moved from L.A. to L.A. a couple days ago. So
wow.
Baker Mayfield is something that, you know, I don't know a single person who doesn't either love or hate Baker Mayfield back home.
No, he's so polarizing. He is. I agree with that.
Yeah, and I think it's part of what makes him great, maybe. But when it comes to whether to keep him or get rid of him, I think they should keep him at least for one more year. I think this next year is going to be really big for him, you know. And I think when it comes to the narrative surrounding Baker Mayfield, it's been nothing but losses, you know. I don't know anybody who loves these progressive commercials. His media opportunities are always really dicey and almost unnecessarily like contentious with sports journalists. I think it's just like this next year will be big for him in terms of can he overcome some of the obstacles that were put in his way, you know, OBJ's dad putting out the video, you know, some
no.
of these, like, you know, the public will, can he overcome it with his play?
No doubt. Barrento, thanks for the call, and we appreciate you did just fine. Chris, there are things you got to overcome. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's not going to be on your team. There are people who have to fight through stuff. We talked about it before. A lot of people were anti-Michael Jordan. No, he can't win. He can't do this, can't do that. You just have to work your way through it. Everybody's not going to be on your team. So you got to shut that stuff out. And last year he played well enough, and he has to get back to that. Hopefully he's healthy, Chris. Some of the other guys, the running game is back to where it was. Jarvis Landry's better. I mean, there's a couple things that could happen where things could turn around because they have a pretty good roster. Robert in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
What's going on, fellas? Love the show. How y'all guys doing?
We good, man.
Good,
how
brother.
Are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I definitely just wanted to say two quick points is that I agree that with Chris that he has to – they have to resign him just because they don't have any other choice. draft isn't looking too well as far as prospect quarterbacks, and it's not too many. They're not going to get any of the top free agents. You could just put that out. But the one thing that I do have to say is that I don't understand these excuses of injuries when this whole eight or 9 weeks ago with this stuff with Odell, no one brought up his injuries or that he was hurt. All I heard was Odell is a problem. Odell is not the receiver he used once was. Let's get him out of here. But once that Odell was gone, he still was playing poorly. It was now we have to find another excuse about him being injured when no one else brought up these subjects. And then,
Robert, he was hurt. The Odell thing about get him out of there was after his dad posted a video ripping the quarter. I don't remember Baker Mayfield or anybody saying Odell has to get out of there. They weren't playing well. I agree. He wasn't getting a football like he's getting it now. But I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, it was that's the reason his father put the video out because everybody was pointing the finger.
No, his father just wanted him out of Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, his father did the deed, and it got him his wish, and now he's with the Rams. But,
I don't think anybody's making excuses for Baker. I think people are just – there's a difference, Rob, between an excuse and an explanation. And I'm not saying – like, if Baker was out there and he played through the injuries, then you look for him to perform well. And when he didn't, he was criticized for it. But if I'm evaluating a guy, Rob – then I got to take into consideration, you know what? He was injured. Like if you and I are doing a radio show and you are suffering, let's say you go through something where you're suffering from migraine, headaches, you're unable to sleep for a couple of weeks. And for those weeks, you're just not yourself. You're not that good. I mean, yeah, in the moment we say, man, Rob, you got to turn it up. You got to be better. But later on down the line, when we look at it, we got to say, you know what? But he was suffering from migraines. No, you know what I mean? He wasn't getting any sleep. That's just an explanation.
It has to be a part of it. Let's go to Jeff in Maine. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How we doing? First time, long time.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Appreciate
good to have
you,
man. Don't make it your last call.
Hell no. I got to agree with some of the guys that were calling in a second ago. Like, I think you got to look at this Baker situation a couple of ways. I think 1 year makes sense because you can bring him back, let him get back healthy, and then after that, if nothing works, they can say, see, it wasn't just the injury, we had this. Also, right, like you said, you're not going to get Aaron Rodgers, probably not going to get Russell Wilson. If Deshaun Watson was like someone in the dating pool, your boys, your girls would be telling you, stay away, big red flag. You don't want to touch that. So, and then in the college pool, you got to look at what's coming up for draft class this year and next, and would you be any better? I'm from Maine, so in here, we got lucky. We got Mac 10 fell in our lap, but how many of these first-round quarterbacks just don't pan out? It's not like they
that's
hold the
thing, man.
We talked about that.
It's almost a crapshoot.
We talked about that.
It almost is a crapshoot.
Before the season started, Chris, it is a crapshoot.
I mean, no matter – and we'll see what Trevor Lawrence becomes. Obviously not a great year for him. Zach Wilson, obviously not a great year for him. I mean, Rob, most of these big-time quarterbacks don't pan out.
No, nope. We've seen it time and time again.
Yeah. This year, I mean, there's the Pickens kid, Pickett from Pitt. Next year, you got, you know, some good ones, C.J. Stroud and Ohio State and Bryce Young from Alabama, but they're probably not going to be in – I don't know that they'll be in position to draft one of those two. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and as we do every week, we welcome in the former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man, Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Doing great, guys. Happy New Year to you. Good to be back with you.
Happy New Year to you.
Definitely. We were just talking about whether or not the Browns should bring back Baker Mayfield next season. If you were running that team, what would your approach be with him?
It's been a topic of conversation, seems like forever, right? I mean, I said last year, before the season even started, that they should bring in some competition, and I believe that more so now than ever before. They're committed to his $18 million for next year. I get it. They should be. But it's all about options, and if you don't have a better option, that's what you're going to have to pay to extend him. It's going to be twice that. So I would bring in somebody else. I would try to find some way to draft one as well. I was kind of surprised.
You would bring in somebody else as competition, or you would cut Baker and bring back in somebody else?
Well, I'm not cutting him unless I can do better. So let me just say that. So you've got to, you can't replace anybody until at least I wouldn't make a history of replacing somebody without having somebody in mind. So I'm not sold on Baker. I like everything about Baker except the fact that he's 6 foot tall, and I think vision is a problem. But I thought that at Oklahoma too. So I think they've got to look. They've got to give themselves options. They can make a good deal with somebody if they can just set the criteria and set the bar a little higher. I think it's a good team. They're just being held back right now by at the quarterback position.
There's a lot of pretty good quarterbacks that will be available. Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins could be available. I mean, and I'm going to throw a name at, well, Jameis Winston. I'm going to throw another name at you, Randy. Tyler Huntley, who I know he's only played a few games, but he's looked okay in Baltimore. Would you consider any of those guys or someone else on that level as an upgrade and go get them instead of Baker?
I think it's a great call. I think Tyler Huntley has made himself some money. Where that ends up being, I don't know. You're also dealing with a Derek Carr in Vegas that may or may not be free. Not to mention the big boys out there in Russell Wilson. I don't know that he'll be back in Seattle. And obviously Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is going to Cleveland. But I think these options are going to be available. There'll be some guys that are looking for jobs when the music stops. I think they've got to do everything they can and shake every branch that's out there. I just don't think they're going to be good enough doing what they're doing. And I also think Kevin Stefanski's got to look at his offense too. That offense doesn't scare anybody. And I can appreciate the running game. I can appreciate the play action game. But they've got to find ways to spread the field and get some big play in that offense, or it's going to be a struggle no matter who's the quarterback.
Randy, speaking of bad and ugly quarterback play, I mean, Big Ben, it was atrocious last night. What was it, 2.7 yards a throw, Chris? I mean, like, it set the stone age. I mean, it was just horrible to watch. But, some people believe, and I know Bill Belichick is one of them, that it makes more sense to get rid of somebody a year too early than a year too late. I thought it was a mistake that they brought him back. Obviously, they didn't plan to have somebody in place. But this year has been bad. Did the Steelers do themselves a disservice because they're around 500 in the mix, and if you had a better quarterback, maybe they could be better. Did they make a mistake?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. I don't think they made a mistake because they couldn't do any better. That was the problem. The options just weren't available. Where they picked in the draft, they were out of quarterbacks per se. And there weren't any on the street that they could sign that would be better than Ben. So I also think there's a little feeling in that Mason Rudolph still has not exhausted his chances there yet. So we'll see how that works out. But I guess the one problem I did have with bringing Ben back was they pushed a bunch of cap money into next year. And that's a credit card spending habit that I wouldn't do if I knew a guy was only going to be there 1 year. So that dives into their cap for next year. Maybe they just think they're going to have plenty of cap room, so it won't be a problem. But I hear you. I think it's hard sometimes to watch the same guys that have helped you win for years now help you lose. And that's a tough one for a lot of fans to swallow.
Randy, it looks like Derrick Henry will be back for the playoffs for Tennessee. What type – like, how dangerous are they if he's back? And would you even go as far as to say – they're the favorites in the AFC. I mean, they could have the number one seed.
Yeah, that's a great question, Chris. I don't know. I watch some Tennessee film, and I see two tight ends. I see three tight ends. I see downhill running attack between the tackles. And obviously, we know Derrick Henry is really good, right? But they also can only play a certain way. And as long as they have the lead and they're ahead of the sticks, I think they're fine. But it's just a team that I don't really trust them if they get behind to put it in the hands of Tannehill at quarterback. So I'm a little hesitant. I know they're the number one seed right now, but they're limited in big playability. And I just in the playoffs, when they match up against teams like Kansas City, even like Buffalo, I don't know if I'm ready to drink the Kool-Aid of a straight downhill running game that's going to make a long way in the playoffs.
Randy, let me ask you, you talked about Kansas City. How shocked were you that they looked at that game was in hand 28-14 and they scored 3 points in the second half? Their defense got torched for almost 500 yards. Was that a rude awakening that looked like the bad Kansas City we saw in the middle of the year, or that defense? And a lot was on the line. I mean, they lost to Tennessee, the top spot in the AFC. How shocking was that second half for you?
It was definitely a big red flag, and we thought we had put the defense to bed, right? We thought they had fixed some of that. But the strategy, the design on their defense really concerns me. They're playing a lot of man-to-man coverage with guys that can't cover man-to-man, and especially the fault of not being able to play the ball. Those corners really struggle to identify and find the ball once it got there. And those are fatal flaws in my book. If you can't play the ball, it's hard to play in this league. So, yeah, I was struck by the fact that they let Chase, you know, run free as much as he was.
That was crazy, Randy. Yeah, if you were the GM of that team watching that, you wouldn't call down to the defensive coordinator and say, what are you doing?
Yeah, I didn't like the scheme. I didn't like what they did. And hey, the only thing I can think of is they may play them again, and they're going to be able to use a complete different tactic because everything they used won't work. So they know that now. And it wouldn't surprise me if those two teams played again in the playoffs. But, yeah, I was disappointed in it. I know Spagnuolo's been around a long time, but I'm just a little nervous about the defense. I don't see much up front other than Chris Jones. I don't see Frank Clark rushing the passer with any consistency. And we had these same concerns early in the season. So I think it's back to the drawing board for the Chiefs defense.
What about Tampa Bay without, obviously, Chris Godwin, but also now Antonio Brown? Do you think they have the receiving core that Brady needs to, you know, be able to contend for that NFC title?
I really struggle with it. I really don't. I don't think they have the options that they've had in the past. Obviously, we know the receivers aren't going to be as good. I struggle with where Tampa is right now. I just think timing is bad for them. The injuries have added up a little bit. You know, last year they went through a whole season and had to deal with none of this adversity, and they've had plenty of it to share around the whole roster this year with injuries and now the AB stuff. And I just don't like where they're at right now, so I have a concern for them. I guess Tom Brady will solve everything, but, you know, I don't know. I think Green Bay I feel better about. I actually feel better about Dallas at times, too, and I feel better about the Rams. So I think the Buccaneers are fighting an uphill battle to get back to the not only a Super Bowl, but even to the NFC Championship game.
Randy, yes or no answer. Antonio Brown has played his last game in the NFL.
Yes, he has played his last game.
We agree. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
That's our man, Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year. Thanks, Randy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Yep.
All right. Parker's Power Rankings are next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture Donna of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It is time for Parker's Power Rankings.
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power. It's Parker's Power Rankings.
All right. Let's kick it off. And let's start with... We need number five, don't we? We got the countdown?
Number five.
There we go. Number five. Let's start with the Buffalo Bills. They've righted the ship. 10-6. I still think they're scary. I know they haven't been impressive the whole year long, but at 10-6, I still like the Bills. I like where they are. I'm going to put them in the number five spot.
Number four.
Number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know they're 12-4. They struggled against the Jets. Oh, my God. Imagine losing that game and AB and all the other stuff going on. They were able to do it. The Jets played some terrible defense at that last drive. Brady was able to get them the touchdown, get them the victory. And it's an uneven 12-4. There's some games you just look at. They got shut out by the Saints. They didn't play that well in New Jersey. It was just weird. But Tampa Bay, 12 wins, 4 losses. I have them at number 4.
Number 3.
The Kansas City Chiefs, who were riding high, 8-game win streak. And we just talked about it with Randy Mueller. That game bothered me. I read the Chiefs had a lot on the line. Looked like they had that game early on. They were scoring at will, 28-14, had a 14-point lead, if I remember correctly, 3 times in that game. And yet they came away with only 3 points in the second half. Their defense got torched for almost 500 yards, which is scary. And I get it. The Bengals are a good team, and Joe Burrow, give him credit, Chris. But that was not a performance I expected. I get it. Trying to win 9 games in a row is hard, but they looked like they were going to win that game. And had they won that game, I would say look out for the Chiefs, but they came crashing back to earth.
Number 2.
The Tennessee Titans, 11-5. I know nobody wants to buy into the Titans, but they're the top team in the AFC, and they have it. We got to give them credit where they deserve it. They weathered the storm. They're going to get their guy back. But I give them a lot of credit to lose Derrick Henry and be at the top of the AFC with a chance of a bye. And now all they have to do is beat the Texans to secure a bye when their star player was out. Bravo to the Titans. I give them credit. They're my number 2 team.
Number 1.
The Green Bay Packers, 13-3. Again, they have one more game. Obviously, it's against the Lions. Who knows? I doubt Aaron Rodgers and most of those guys play. But they could be 14-3 in the first 17-game season. They've just been steady, and they just get the job done. They can beat you with offense. They can run the ball. Aaron can throw it. They make plays on defense. And here's the other thing that's scary about them. They have a ton of guys coming back who have been out almost all year, which is surprising. Bakhtiari, the tackle, Jaire Alexander, the cornerback, one of their better players, Smith, Chris, another outside linebacker, Randall Cobb's coming back. I mean, they got like all these players coming back, and they should be healthy and ready to go, but I have Green Bay as the number 1 team.
I think Green Bay should be number 1. They deserve it right now. Tennessee, I wouldn't have that high, but hey, they have played well. They've done well to not have their best player, and he's coming back. If they've got A.J. Brown healthy and Julio Jones for the playoff to go with Derrick Henry, Rob, they could be dangerous.
I'm with you, Chris, because they play defense.
They could really be dangerous.
Right?
Right, right.
We saw it. Remember what we saw, what they did to the Rams when they punched the Rams in the mouth in L.A.? You remember that? That was the first game without Derrick Henry.
Yep.
They looked pretty darn good that night.
Yep, yep. No doubt about it. I'm going to bring something up, not on your picks, your top 5. There's a tweet out from Pro Football Talk, Rob.
Really?
I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
One of the 50 voters who will decide this year's MVP award says he has ruled out voting for Aaron Rodgers, calling him a quote-unquote bad guy and, quote, the biggest jerk in the league, unquote. Your thoughts?
That guy... It would be hard for me to take him seriously as a voter and as a guy who, because it's personal. That just sounds like that's something personal. Relax. And it's not supposed to be personal. I've brought it up to you a million times, Chris. I have the utmost respect for the BBWAA in baseball because they voted Barry Bonds an MVP 7 times, a guy who was not one of the writer's favorites and who didn't help us make our job easier. So I think whoever that is, shame on them, and he should be exposed.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, everybody who's won the award hasn't been a saint, period.
Period.
And he ain't committed any crimes. You don't like his personality. You don't like some of his views. Fine. Shouldn't affect your voting. Keep it locked. Aye, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to luckylandslots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.